like footage, and the editor has to edit.
So we live right now.
What's up? What's up, world? What's up? What's up, Government Code? What's up, everybody?
Uh-huh.
Who that? Drew Pot.
Yeah. So we here with Drew Pot. And now what you were saying about music.
So I look at it like kind of like film. Like, you, when somebody has an idea or is an artist, they should always be readily and have access to be filmed, like on set, and be ready, because a lot of the times you don't even have to put so much the great artists, you don't have to put so much thought. The great artists, they always have a great engineer, a great great production behind them.
Right.
And basically the music, to me, I look at it as like, as film. It's like a movie. So it's like, when the song's coming to me, it's like a movie. I see it in my head, and it's just like right there. Like, I got freestyles I just play for you, and I just ask your opinion. Do you feel like I did enough on that? Was it, if it was for an engineer, what did I ask you?
Now, yeah, you said, like, if that was the song as it was, would you need to add something? Or
would it be up to the engineer? And it was a freestyle?
Yeah.
But it was a song, right?
Yeah.
And what was your opinion?
I think most music nowadays is freestyle. Right? Yeah. So it sound natural. It sound like it was ready to go. Just need, you know what I mean? The studio polishing and shit like that.
And how much times have you seen me create shit like that on the go?
On the go?
Just like that. Like, how many times have you sat with me and seen me create that shit like that?
Ain't that your usual, kind of your usual process of writing?
So my thing is, like, if I could do that, I just imagine how many other artists out there that's great, mm-hmm. nobody knows about, that nobody's filming. Nobody is, like, you know what I'm saying? Because they don't have access to it. Because it's so much of a business now, nobody really cares about this music shit. Everybody is too busy posturing and trying to get a pie, piece of the pie.
I feel you. So that's not necessarily your goal?
Nah, it's not my goal at all. There's plenty of ways to get a piece of the pie. Behind the scenes is where you get the biggest pieces of the pie.
Mm-hmm.
So being an artist is not, would say, where you took that. A lot of people would say being an artist, you would be basically searching for like fame, you know what I'm saying, and be recognized. But I definitely am not going to say that I don't want recognition. I want recognition. Niggas going to recognize me and recognize my music. Is going to be timeless.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but that's what I do it for. I do it for recognition. When you're behind the scenes, you don't get the recognitions like that. I want the recognition. I want to perform. I want to do my songs how I want to do them. And then maybe I'll get into writing songs or things for other people. But what is this podcast about? Because I'm just talking about me, and you know we on the Government Cove, and
yeah, this episode is about you, bro.
Yeah, I mean that's
about that platinum. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what they told me.
Song platinum shit.
They tell you only talk about me. Yeah, that's all I know how to talk about anyway.
That's it. So all right, so talk about that platinum shit, bro.
Oh, platinum! Yeah. Platinum came about. It's my favorite. It's one of my favorite strands, and it's like a high. It's a high, like, achievements, a rare medal, and so when the platinum came about, I was just smoking a lot of weed, smoking a lot of platinum.
Yeah, yeah.
Platinum Kush. And
I had a feeling that's where it came from.
Yeah. and I was going through it, and, uh-huh. and I had to make a decision on how hard I'm gonna go with the music, or if I'm gonna just keep doing the same shit over and over. And just, you know what I'm saying? So I made a decision, like, I'm gonna go home and smoke this weed and be real creative and go hard and find production, and it happened. Okay. I came up with platinum before I found the producer. And then I got production, Lizette Wilson, TF Music.
Shout out to TF Music.
Shout out my manager, Dex.
Shout out to Dex.
And she be cooking, really. And she cooked up a beat. She she formatted it. She did everything. And working with her is just so simple. And that's where I get back to the point that I started making about production.
Okay.
When you get production, how it becomes so easier. It's less of a stress. It becomes work. It don't. It's become. It's fun again. It's creating, especially when you have somebody that want to create with you. That's right. Just as, like, their passion for what they do, but it's different because Auntie is not an artist at all. As far as she doesn't sing, she's not trying to sing. She's not trying to rap. She doesn't do none of that shit.
She's nothing.
Her thing is the creation. It's the beat, it's the music, it's the melody, it's the timing, it's the music, it's the every instrument talking to itself, talking to one another. So with me, when I'm doing me, it's not like I'm, it's like it's free. It's like I'm the only artist in the room. It's a feeling that a lot of the artists that's on now, they have. You know what I'm saying? And they have an advantage, and once it's a lot of great artists, and once put a great artist in a situation like that, and they stay focused, and they're gonna make some classic music. But see, me, I'm one of a kind. Like I'm different. Like, I really love this shit. Like I really do this. Once I made up my mind, it's what I decided to do. I really do this. I'm going to get better and better and better and better. I'm like wine. You know what I'm saying?
So what inspired some of your music, brother?
A lot of my music is inspired by my surroundings, things I've been through, life. Just, life.
Life.
Yeah. Life is good when you think about it musically. Every situation becomes.
That's cool.
Everything becomes. You could deal with it. You just gotta listen to it and interpret it, because life is good. Life changes, and life is great. And I believe that true art imitates life. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I'm so glad that my circle, everybody that's in my circle, everybody that I do music with, everybody that I work with, it's their life. Shout out Roborock.
Shout out Seiko, man.
In fact, the whole movement, Seiko, the Guru. Like, I could pick up the phone and at any time and be like, yo, son, you need to hear this. Yo, talk about some shit that somebody else is deep going to sleep ready to, like, get up in the morning. We ain't really making no money from this music yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's not what we're doing it for. We're doing it because it's a way of life. It's just life for us. It's something we love to do. So that's what makes it even, it's a little bit easier. But then you can't get comfortable with that. You have to still seek higher. You want to go higher. You can't get comfortable. All right, I record with these guys. I'm going to record with these guys. Now you got to invest. You got to go to higher quality studios. It's all about quality. I want my music to reach across the world. You know what I'm saying? The only thing that gets across the world is quality. So now with the internet, the streams and all that, all you need is the quality. So that's a key for all the artists. Is get your quality together. You might be dope. You might be the illest artist. You might, in your mind, you might feel how I feel. But if you ain't got that quality, my nigga, it's a problem. You get the quality, you lit. Because with quality, you put your quality music on the internet, and it's gonna catch ears because it's clear.
Right. Yeah. Do you got any anybody you look up to musically? Who's going for inspiration? Like, who inspires?
I got a lot of inspiration musically. See, I got into hip hop late. I didn't start listening to hip hop until late.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I came up different. Like, I couldn't really listen to all of that. So I was listening to, like, R&B, because that could pass as gospel. Whatever could pass as gospel, I was listening to. Luther.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shit like that. But then, Hove. You know, Hove is one of my top guys. My top guy, actually. I love Biggie. Love Pac. Shit, I love Kiss. Got Kiss albums. These are people that I got the albums. Kanye's one of my top guys.
Yeah.
Like top guys too. Musically, I relate. Loso is timeless. You know what I'm saying? That nigga timeless. So it's just a lot of it's great artists. I like the foundation that's still around.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, 50 Curtis. That's the G. Like big artist. That nigga's an artist. People don't really understand. I don't know. I don't know what people think. But big artist. I don't know what he's doing now. He focused on movies, but that nigga got music that I relate to. I'm from the hood. I see it. Like, I feel it. You know what I'm saying? Now I tend not to listen to music. I just started back listening to the radio.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I was told to, because we trying to see what's going on.
Definitely got to see what's going on. So you know who you're competing against.
Yeah. I really don't care.
I know. Like, I know. But it's a...
I really want to take over.
Who told you that? Your manager, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Shout out to the manager.
Mm-hmm.
You belong. Yeah.
I just want to make music. I don't really care what that is. I'm not thinking about that.
Right.
I feel like if you start thinking about that, oh, I'm competing against this person, that's when your music, it kind of taints it. It's not as original. So, like with the crew shit, did I hit, when we did crew, right?
Oh, yeah, the crew song?
You brought that beat to me. I never heard the song.
Okay.
When you brought the beat to me, you found the instrumental.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And I was like, yo, we gotta find the instrumental better.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because the original instrumental had the chorus in it, right?
Or something.
Yeah, it was like, fuck it. I mean, yeah. Let me do that shit.
Yeah. And we did that off the fly. That shit is fire. You gonna play some music? Can we play music?
Yeah, we can play music, I guess.
This we live. Yeah. Shout out to Government Cove, my first podcast. I'm just smoking. I'm doing what I normally do. It's the bro.
Oh yeah, that's all about that right now shit, bro.
Oh yeah, the right now.
How the right now track came about?
Shit.
Yeah.
You know, you know.
That first song.
I didn't even know. I went there. I laid down a track.
That first one, I laid down my verse. You know what I mean? Seiko said, yo, I'm trying to get you and Big Bougie on the track. Like, you know what I mean? I ain't even had no verses. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when I did my court, when I did my part, right?
Yeah.
And I think the next time I showed up, he was like, yo, Drew just smoked this shit.
Yeah.
I was like, a word? Yeah, that shit.
Yeah, because he told me, he tried to tell me. See, I had a session, and I did my session, and he was playing some shit. He's like, yeah, I'm going to give him some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he played it. I'm like, and I still had fresh out my session. I had the headphones on.
Mm.
the mic was live and he played the shit. And I was like, nah, nah, nah. And then right then and there.
So all that was off top.
I mean, yeah, because I didn't have nothing. I was in my head. He asked him. He was there. I wish he was here. We gonna do this. When people, I don't like. I hate, like, you know what I'm saying. I like to have witnesses.
Yeah, I feel
like, this is shit is legal. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying. Yeah. I want the recognition for what I do. How I do it, the way I do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm perfecting it. It's not where... it's where... I love it. I love where I'm at. I love where I'm going. I love my mindset. I'm reading. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing things that I don't normally do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm experiencing... I'm about to start traveling extra again. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just to pick up the aura, pick up the vibes in this. And I'm tuning everything out. I call everything else noise. Everything is just noise, and I'm tuning all that. I'm in my own world. So some, you might see somebody, you might, like, yo, you know Drew Parker, like, yeah, I know that nigga. That nigga's in his own world, son. Damn fucking right. Like, nigga, like,
Me way.
Like, shit, like, fuck it. Let me see, what we on SoundCloud? Who that?
You about to play some shit?
Yeah. So what we got here? Yeah, big deal. We got everything. We can play some Mean Extra, man. Fuck it. Why not? Got the crew joint.
Yeah.
Who that?
He's from Pop. See, currently I'm stacking currency.
Stack it up.
I don't think I know I'm the man.
I'm backing up.
Moving funny, keep around me.
Backing up.
Not part of my plan.
Push
your kids, you try to doubt me.
Yeah.
I see this all in heaven.
I've seen this shit before, many times.
If I was broke about like last week,
about a week ago,
where would you have been? Better things to do. I had better things to do than believe in the things I did. Now I got better things to do. I can show you a thing or two. Think it's got a ring or two. You got a homegirl over there. I gotta meet her for your brain to through. I ain't boasting or roasting you. When you see the crib with the ocean view, you might wanna have a photo shoot. When you see the rest of the things I have, you gonna be glad that I'm floating you. No one thing I stuck to. A boss like me keep a substitute. Apple on her desk cause she's extra cute. See, currently I'm stacking currency.
Stack it up.
I don't think I know I'm the man.
The click up, Zesty brought the click up. Remember when they took shots on that with Sony Lick? Say sorry for the mix up. The industry's a mix up. Two drills want the tip. Now say screw off, baby, get fucked. Plugged in with Rock Nation. Rock, we got now, we not waiting. Nah, convos with Atlantic, huh? Where everybody looking panic, what? That won't even understand it. Cash rapping in Spanish. Like Tanin Marcel, he'll go. Me, Drew, though.
Yeah, who that? gang, that was the crew, your crew remix. We call it Better Things, right? That's what we called it, right?
Yeah.
That was organic. It was a barbecue day, right?
Yeah,
type shit. Did that for the people, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And
Yeah, when that platinum shit drop?
Oh, the vid gonna drop soon. I got the, we gonna hit some platinum. Yeah. We gonna play some platinum for y'all, man. Can I smoke some platinum? Is somebody rolling platinum right now? I got you. But the vid is done. Everything is done on platinum. Got the master back from KP. So it's just time. It's go time. Time to push it. Everybody, the world's going platinum. You know what I'm saying? Everything is moving.
TF Music. Music.
I'm going platinum, platinum, platinum. I'm going platinum, platinum, platinum. I went platinum.
TF Music. Music.
It's like some kind of like Holy Grail type shit.
I'm going platinum, platinum, platinum. I'm going platinum, platinum, platinum. I went platinum, platinum, platinum. I'm going platinum, platinum. I'm going platinum, platinum, platinum.
I'm going platinum,
platinum, platinum. I went platinum, platinum.
I went platinum up the reefer and the music. I used the reefer as a tool to the music. Now I'm platinum, platinum, platinum. Look at me platinum, platinum, platinum. In the good platinum, platinum, platinum. I'm going platinum, platinum, platinum. I went platinum, platinum, platinum. I went platinum, platinum, platinum. I went. I'm going platinum, platinum. If I gave you a whole pick, tell me how fast can you get it to me, bitch? I don't need the extras, I just need to know that. You keep the extras if you let it go fast. Show you how to build a buzz, then it's going last. I can show you how I build my buzz, I know it's going last. I showed up just in time with class. Platinum up for stuff in that cushion in the bag, like. Put them effort to this mad light. A lot of irrigation and some natural light. They tell a king here, cause they wrap too tight. A piece of advice, don't argue the price. If you comprehend that, you get as many as you like. The more consistency, yeah, the more I mean with the price. Yeah.
I'ma double up the price, double up the price.
I went platinum up the reefer and the music. I used the reefer as a tool to the music. Now I'm platinum, platinum, platinum. Look at me platinum, platinum, platinum. In the good platinum, platinum, platinum. I'm going platinum, platinum.
Hold
up. I got 28 evens. I waited 28 evenings, evenings, evenings for the best herbs, herbs. You would've swore I was a vegan, vegan. Still the hands gotta meet in order to eat y'all. And we eating good now,
good now.
My dreams are in reach, been foot on the beach.
My daughter tried to send to the beach house.
A minor concern is the sweep out. A major concern is the Rico. Say the way I sell the plate, I need a plate.
16 bars at a time, let it stick.
I done smoked through half the bed. Ran down the road and I made it right back. And I ran to the school, motivation.
Get all of these.
I went platinum up the reefer and the music. I used the reefer.
Yeah, so I think this shit is all.
She just died on us.
I can walk you. You have the charger. It's not plugged in though. But yeah.
That so, was platinum.
Yeah, I'm glad it didn't play the whole shit because I'm not even really supposed to play it.
Oh, no.
It's going out. But you heard it first.
Yeah, exclusive.
That's the word. Everybody go platinum. Roll up a blunt of platinum right now. I got a rapper blunt in my hand right now, man. Uh-huh. No shoelace strings. You heard we rolling rapper blunts. It's just got to be thick. You know what I'm saying? Video vixen type blunts. Yeah, and, you know, world go platinum, and then that's like one of... A very high achievement. It's a blessing to go gold, but when you go platinum, you know, if you make a song and you go platinum, you know that your life changed. And so, and that's just the goal, is to go platinum. Now, and then when you see platinum, then you got to set goals, and then you got to achieve them, and then set more goals. And that's what I'm doing for myself.
Okay.
I'm not really competing with nobody, no rap nigga. Nobody, I'm not really listening to niggas songs to see what they make or whatever. I'm just smoking platinum and going with the vibes. It's a vibes. And I'm in my own world.
You got a name for this project that you're working on?
No, the EP is definitely coming. It's probably done already. I got enough songs with Auntie, TF Music, you know what I'm saying? But it's just now I want to have more than enough and then pick. So when the first project is done, the second project is already done and stay ahead, because I'm not really looking for a deal. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So I don't, not at the moment. I'm not even thinking about none of that. Yeah. I'm just thinking about recording.
So it's all about the music right now.
It's all about recording right now. Yeah. And but I definitely got an EP on the way. I'm about to throw a little tape out. You know what I'm saying? I got a little tape coming out.
Oh yeah, summer's the time, brother.
Yeah. Yo, can you plug this up? The plug, it should be in the bag. The speaker joint. Plug that joint up. I got a little tape I'm gonna throw out there. That's done. I did that. Mm-hmm. I been got enough songs for that. Besides you yourself, I don't really have any features. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I need to cut.
You know that. I don't really have features, and the crazy thing is now, I don't even want to do features at all.
Nah. J. Cole.
It's not even that. I don't even know what J. Cole do. I don't know what nobody doing, bro. Yeah. Like facts.
You know, your Drew Pop.
Like, I swear to God, I see J. Cole on TV, I'm like, yo, this nigga growing his hair like me, my nigga. Like, facts. Like, this nigga's watching me, son. That's how I feel about all these niggas. That's how so much I'm in my own world, yeah, with this kind of this music shit.
Yeah.
You feel me? So, let me see the lighter, please. Ew. I'm just trying to live and say, oh, ew. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all, LBJ? Alright, my guy. Had LeBron chilling with me. He would have swore he was LeBron James. You seen LeBron James? Yeah.
That's appropriate.
Okay. See if we're in journey, my nigga. When you pull back
up. Yeah, we just had the barbecue. You missed the festivities.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't nothing, though. It was like.
Yeah, it was a nice day for barbecue type shit.
Yeah. You plug it in the back of the speaker and then you plug it in the thing. Yeah, we're gonna play some music in a second. So tell me more about your podcast now. Tell me something, you know what I'm saying? How long you been going? Am I the number one? Am I the first guy?
Oh, nah, you're not, I mean.
First artist over here.
The podcast is just.
I like it.
Yeah, you know? You just trying to get artists in their environment, you know what I mean? In their natural state, because, you know, shit. She's too polished nowadays, you know what I mean?
Yeah, everybody trying to be perfect.
Yeah, everybody trying to be perfect, man. They're trying to look perfect. And
I'm human.
Yeah. I mean, it's not even their fault. I mean, it's how they conditioned to, you know what I mean? Social media. You feel me? You don't like
that's
how
why
you
I said
look.
Pull up a chair and cut the barbecue and just chill.
And get the vibe out.
And smoke it.
Yeah.
I really want to play some beats, but I really care about my creative intellectual properties. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm really on some business shit right now.
I feel you.
Like, I really want to just play some beats and go here and y'all here, but y'all gonna wait for the tape, just know it's coming.
Yeah.
Just live and just be live. Don't ever let them tell you for being live, all right?
And don't live
backwards.
Whatever that means, right?
They'll hear it. It's coming.
Yeah.
Everything is calculated. I feel like it's a lot of everybody raps. Everybody's nice. The thing is not about that. It's about being different.
Okay.
And that's my thing. And my name is Drew Pop, and I got that name for my passion.
Mm-hmm.
Pop is one of my favorite artists. He's not my top three.
Nah.
But I love that nigga. He's right. Like top 4 or 5,
yeah,
but he's not my top 3.
There,
I'm from New York. I fuck with Hov. But like, you know what I'm saying? I love Fifth, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Also, and them niggas and shit. And then Pac, it's just like, he is, like, I love Pac. I fuck with his music. I know a lot of his music. I know a lot of his music. My brother, my older brother, was a Pac fanatic, so I had to listen to Pac.
Yeah, and, me too.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know that. You know, yeah, your brother is like, yeah, my older brother too. So, these niggas, you know how them niggas is playing.
Yeah.
So, I love Pac, and he's a genius, and definitely I do inspire a lot. I try to keep in my mind his flaws and his imperfection.
Mm-hmm.
And that aspect of him, you know what I'm saying? And I try to never use that as a guide and to never get to that and be the better side of him.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? The passion.
Mm-hmm.
And because I look at Pac as more than just a musician. So that's why it's like he's not even up there as my top one. Like, because I don't even, when I'm listening to him, it's not even like I'm trying to, like, oh, who? I don't even put him on the same pedestal as an MC, as an artist, and just like Biggie.
Right.
Because they didn't even get the chance to finish it or even get started. They were just getting, shit was just getting lit.
Yeah, they just got their feet
wet. Shit was just getting lit.
Yeah.
So it's like, when I listen to them, it's like, it's more of like I'm watching a cinema. Like I said, I look at music as film.
Film, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, and it's like it's in the archives. It's like, it's no, everybody else that I named, they still go and they still here. They're still living. They're a living monument of what I look up to, what I respect about them.
Right.
And that, because it's a day-to-day thing. Nothing is set in stone. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And nothing is set in stone until you're dead and they put your headstone on. Other than that, it's a day-to-day thing. Hov is still here. He's still a monumental figure for me for whatever reason that may be. He's still proving himself or disproving himself. Kanye is still here.
Right.
He's still a monumental figure for me in his music. He's still proving or disproving himself, whether I agree or disagree with what he's doing right now or saying right now. Mm-hmm. He's here. He's here. Mm-hmm. He's leaving an imprint.
Mm-hmm.
He can fuck his whole shit up. He can get better. He can crash and burn. Like, Kiss is here. As underrated as he is,
mm-hmm,
he's still here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm dealing with the now.
Yeah.
In the future, the now and the future.
Like, every day.
What you do, now affects your future.
Right.
It's not what you do when you're dead. When you're dead already. You got to do it now, so that way when you're dead, because you're gonna be dead in the future.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So these niggas are still here doing it, and
presently.
Doing it. Presently.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, I look up to that. I don't look up to if somebody ain't doing it. If I don't see a future in what somebody's doing, I mm-hmm. can't look up to it.
Okay.
Like, if I can't see, like, oh, in my mind, like, oh, not a future for them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, niggas is showing you blueprints of how to move.
Right.
Some niggas is showing you blueprints of not how to move. Ain't right. no future in what they showing you for me, for my daughter, for I don't, I just for not for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So, I just look up to even underground artists. If I listen. I really live, because I'm an artist. I listen. I feel like I'm better than everybody. So when I'm listening, I'm trying to learn. I listen for a flow, like, oh, all right, nah, this is the person, how he or she expressed that was.
Yeah.
Because they not gonna understand, but they some might, my true fans, if I ever get any fans, you know what I'm saying, which it's not my concern, but mm-hmm. I wouldn't consider them fans, because like my manager and everything, I would have to kind of turn back, because I would be really accessible,
right,
as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying, like, as soon as you start fucking with me, I'm making music for y'all, I'm making music for the world, I'm making music for, tell me how you feel, and I can do it.
Right.
Yeah, and I can make that song. So it's different. Right now, it's about me, it's about my life,
mm-hmm.
and as it gets on, you know what I'm saying, and as you grow, as you get more money, and as you see more things, your dreams come to fruition, and then now you're able to talk about more things.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I'm in my situation, and my situation is what y'all gonna hear about. You know what I'm saying? But whatever you're hearing about, it's really my situation.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that's one of the reasons I like platinum, bro. Like, mm-hmm. it was like, you know, like, You had, you know what I mean? You had a caption that sounded like a slogan, like say it with conviction.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was like on some, I be on the positive affirm, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Affirmation shit. You feel me?
Yeah, bro. So, I just straight became a stoner because I'm like, I can't even risk nothing. I'm not selling no weed. I ain't selling no drugs. I ain't doing that. I'm just smoke and focus. Smoke and make music. Full-time dad. Smoke, make music, full-time dad. Mm-hmm. Like, and just continually be blessed. And just know and put all my all into the music. Because that's where my focus is. I can't let nothing else come in between. And that's how Platinum came.
Okay.
Platinum came about like that. Because I'm like, all right, I'm smoking Platinum, selling Platinum, I'm smoking Platinum, I'm rapping about mad shit. And I'm like, so I'm rapping with that. I'm going Platinum.
Yeah.
I'm going Platinum. I went Platinum off the reefer and the music. I used it. And I was like, oh shit. Nah.
Yeah,
and
I like that shit.
And you I told myself,
yeah.
I'm like, nah, it's over. So I'm like, oh, fuck that. It's a rap. That's it. Just the music, my nigga. Just the music. And that's how Platinum came about. And I really still believe that. And I'm going to push that. And that's my first major joint. You know what I'm saying? KP mastered that. I don't know who KP is. Shout out to TF Management, TF Music. Shout out to Deck. Shout out to everybody involved. Shout out to my nigga Money Grahams. Is that speaker charger? I got another feature. I got a feature with my guy Money Grahams. He from Jersey. He family. He home team.
Hey, what?
Yeah, it's
called Out the Money Grahams.
It's called Out the Mud. I'm gonna play that too. KP mastered that.
Yeah, part of the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, sticking to the home team is important. That's one thing I preach on this podcast too. You know what I mean? Home team, you never know who's around you. I mean, find out. You never know who. You never know what the people you know really know. If that makes sense to you. Yeah, you feel me?
Yeah.
You know, everybody got hidden talents.
Yeah.
Yeah, we said no to play more music, people.
But yeah, so it starts with a foundation. Mm-hmm. And the key thing about me, like when Platinum came about, how it came about is why it just rejuvenated me, because it was like, I'm not a fool. At the end of the day, it takes certain things to make it, or else you don't have it.
Right.
Like DK voice, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And number one is a foundation, which starts with either money,
mm-hmm.
a team that believes in you, which is production, which we could perform, could provide the money, or you just happen to just luck up with me, like, and I use those words, luck up, blessed, grace, covered in grace. I like to say that, where you find somebody who has good quality, has passion for music, and is reputable, and is known and distinguished, and they decide that they, like, listen, I believe in you, just like how you believe in you, and then from then, it's like, you can't, now, it's on you to not let the world down,
right.
It's like, you have somebody who believes in you just as much as you, and they actually can help you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
give you the tools.
And give you the tools.
Can you build?
So it's like, you gotta every day, you got to become better and better and work and see your craft. And with me, is I'm learning the game. Shout out to TF Music, TF Management, because I'm learning the game from the ins and the outs. And I'm not signed or on a major label. And nor the way that things are going. And I know nobody, like, who is this nigga? Like, the way that things are going, I don't plan on doing that. Like, I don't really, like, success and wins is defined in the mind.
Right. Like, and you honestly don't.
Black people think they winning.
You don't really need a record deal for it, really. You need.
They not winning. We not winning.
Nah.
You can have the whole position. Is it the highest position?
Right.
Is it ours?
Okay, so at the glass ceiling.
Yeah. So, it's wins are always defined in the mind. So, with me, it's like. Getting a deal right now. Them telling me, yo, do this and do that to your hair. Do this and do that. We're going to get you a million followers and doing this and doing that and do that. Right now, it's not a win for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that wouldn't be a win for me. That's not what I'm doing the music.
Oh, yeah. It would definitely tell you the color of your dreads.
Like, all kind of extra shit.
What type of shit?
That's not a win for me.
Yeah.
Like, for me, I'm on a win when they love me.
Right.
I got another song. What's the name of that shit? That's some shit, man. This is going on the tape. I could give it to y'all because I'm gonna give it to y'all for free. But being that I don't listen to nobody, and I don't be wanting nobody to have my shit. So when you hear it, you be like, damn, that nigga. That's why he was talking.
Move, man. Right? Move.
Yeah.
Move.
Yeah, I got a bully running around named Giant. My God. But yeah, that shit. Hold on, let me see what's going on here.
Now Plato, Plato, Plato. Look at me, Plato, Plato. In the cup, Plato, Plato. I'm going Plato, Plato. I went Plato.
We're gonna run the platinum back to the top and get back on it. But we got to take, also, two major key is when you select a beat, even if you want to do like a mixtape or something, these producers put their information up there. So even if you do the song with the tag, you still could contact the producer and tell him to send it to you. It's not a lot of money.
Yeah.
And you'll have it. You'll have his permission to use it.
Yeah.
And then you see where it goes. You don't have to buy it all right out because it's not necessarily going to make it.
Right.
So that's another reason why, too, when I'm like, oh, even on the mixtapes, I don't really want to say or let niggas hear shit.
Oh, I feel like,
because I'm about my business. Yeah. Like I said, I'm trying to purchase and own my shit.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Because all it takes is one song.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody hear one song. You lay that song, a lot of songs, you lay a song today, and it'd be 2 years or a year from now, and like, that shit start popping. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Especially since the streaming shit.
Yeah.
So like, people can find shit 2 years later.
And I also got a producer in Atlanta. Shout out to Atlanta. His name is J-Rel. J5Rel Cobbs on SoundCloud. You know what I'm saying? He's dope. Young man. Fire. I did a song called Thirst Trap, which I'm going to play for y'all. Yeah. And I contacted him. I did the song first, which is what you're gonna hear with his tags in it. But I own the file, I own the original, I own the rights to the song, everything. And I did my transaction through PayPal, and you can write your receipt. What are you making this payment for? Like, you know what I'm saying? And PayPal is a digital receipt.
Right.
It's just like a bank statement or whatever the hell. And so, after I did the song, I liked it so much. I'm like, yo, I contacted him. I didn't know him before that.
Yeah.
I said, I didn't know him. And I contacted him and purchased the beat. And I'm going to let you hear that shit. Shout out to the Government Cove podcast.
Yeah.
Time is it? We live. It's 11:05.
How would Hemich say?
I'm alive.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fat.
You would've swore I was a vegan.
Right. Shout out my nigga J-Rell. J-Rell on the beat. Who that? Like, I did this song, then I bought the beat. You can hear how it's starting off, you know what I'm saying? I did it, like, you know, I just, it was light. I was feeling it, I was in the vibes, like, you know what I'm saying? But I purchased the beat, I owned it. It's not mastered yet.
Yeah.
Young boy, fire, J-Rap.
You ain't got a fresh beat, fresh line, and I'm out late, past bedtime. I ain't tryna fight crime, I'm looking for a nice time. Shorty on my timeline, and she looking quite fine. So I'ma hit her with the right line, I know she wearing white lines. She's wearing my gear, cause I hit her at the right time. City bitches buzz looking at who's doing the slip. What's this? Big titty bitches love smoking at who's doing the slip. What's this? Where you at? Big titty bitches love smoking at who's doing the slip. What's this? Send a location, I won't say the trip. She's with my DM, cause I hit her at the right time. She's with my DM, cause I hit her with the right one. Beat to the bitch and love smoking out, who's gonna snap? What's good? Third trap. Shorty set a trap, y'all. I set a trap back. Now she in the trap, laying flat on her back. Got the eye. Kill a pussy from the pink. What's good? I know them the tat on her pick. All that tough talking that she did on the slip. Where's it? It's not always the truth. Once it get real money, once it get lit. Now I got it on my DM like, why you be missing my calls? Why you ain't missing my texts? Excuse me, I didn't know we were involved. I thought we had a good bitch. No feelings involved. I love how you suck on my dick and polish my balls. You love how I tore down your wall. We met up for snacks. I thought that was all. I hit you when I was around. Since when did we call? I slid in your DM, I did it because. Couple months back in the chat, you wasn't talking like that. You worked the trap. Tell you a piece of my life, now you want in the dog. The time of your life, you was having a ball. And I gave a lie without giving at all. Expenses. Why should I own it when I could just rent it? And the maintenance is way too expensive. Fresh line, and I'm out late. Past bedtime. I ain't tryna fight crime. I'm looking for a nice time. Shorty on my timeline, and she looking quite fine. So I'ma hit her with the right line. I know she wearing white lines. She's wearing my idea, cause I hit her at the right time. Bitch and bitch and love smoking at who's gonna snap. What's that? Third strip. Big titty bitch and love smoking at who's gonna snap. What's that? Where you at? Big titty bitch and love smoking at who's gonna snap. What's that? Send a location, I won't send the trip. She's with my idea, cause I hit every right time. She's with my idea. I'm gonna go right into a song, the first song that I did for 2018. I did this at Seco Studio.
Uh-huh.
You can check the tags on it. I talk about a lot of issues that's going on right now in the song. You got to the guru about it when I did this. This is the first song I did for 2018 in January. I'm going on to it's called Comfy.
Cause I hit it at the right time. She's with my DM. Cause I hit it with the right time.
Bitch to the bitch and love smoking and we gonna snap. What's this? Third step, reverse the trip.
Don't get his way in
like no fix. If Black Sea that they see this, we tell Black Sea jam to the wrist. I'm spending my wheels on fortune. I know they love the bank with the black. That's the reason the bank is black. In the new generation, you Weinstein. I know they better try him like Cosby. Now everybody Bitcoin mining. Meanwhile, I'm minding my business. Now you gon' witness the litmus. Too late now, don't beg for forgiveness. Hate it from the start, now you wanna be a part, but you can't cut my clear like January 19th. NFT's all about the money, and you're more like you into Jumanji. Like you fucked out, listening to R&B. Nothing that I hear is alarming. Snakes trying to get me king cause I'm too charming. The snakes are never armed, so I'll never have to disarm them. I'm just avoiding a venomous bite. No woman can't tell me that a snake told her what an apple tastes like. Expecting me to take a bite. Give a fuck if I'm wrong or I'm right. Bitch, I mean, listen to a hiss. Never trust a snake for advice. Put the cheese out of sea, man, turn the mice. And you know the mice turn the rats. Like where the fuck the Terminator at? I gotta stay away from all that. I'm going hard and I ain't looking back. So part of my back, Givenchy, cover that tat on my back. I don't need you to pat on my back. Plus I got a bunch of shooters cover my back. And you know I keep a badge on and rub my back. Ever seen a bite part? Bearing put person on deck. Nigga, I keep eating, that's a chip. Now you want a chip for where I'm at. Now I get a chip for where I'm at. The news got me somewhere on the map. Touring. Now listen, so off the map.
Off the map.
Y'all, 2018. I'm going harder and harder. None of my children, why teach them to play a position when they can get paid to play a big part? This nigga head smart. I smoke the trees, not the bar. Please do not bite. Ball is my life. I shoot them threes in the park. I am that nice. Aim at your heart in the dark and break it apart. I shoot to the top of the charts. Kill them with art. Yeah, hand in your face. I keep a little faith. It's a real far. Now I'm on pace to be a superstar. I'ma come a long way from where we are.
I wanna let it.
No, no.
I wanna let it.
No,
I cannot let her. Things gotta let go. Things gotta let go.
Let you know.
I ain't wanna let you go.
I ain't wanna let you go.
I will not let her.
I will not let her.
Think 2018. I'm moving smarter, not harder.
Yeah, yeah.
2018. I'm going harder and harder. So I ain't gonna let her. I cannot let her. I cannot let her. Things gotta let go. Things gotta let go.
Nah, no features.
Alright, that was all you?
Yeah.
Hey.
That was the first shit I did in 2018. Yeah. This is that that joint I did with my partner from Jersey, Money Grand.
Okay, off the bar.
Yeah,
spin that back.
Yeah, I'ma spin it back for y'all. Oh, I think he plugged it out. Plugged that shit back there. Yeah.
Out the mud.
It's called Out the Mud, yeah. My son Money Burns, he bodied it. I just did a little...
Is that for your project or his project?
That's for his project.
Okay.
But you know I got to spin that. That shit is fire.
Yeah.
Home team.
So what is Out the Mud necessarily mean for you?
For me, it's Out the Mud meaning like... Why it resonated with me is because it's exactly how I want to do it. How I feel like Out the Mud to me is like not selling out, like just to climb out faster, like actually putting work in.
Right.
Like you got to put work in, you got to tread through it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And put work in.
Oh, I saw you did a show recently, my man, with Robo Rap.
Oh, yeah. That was my first show.
Yeah, that shit go.
To me, I did a song for it, which I want to play. I don't know how much time we have.
We got like 5 minutes, brother.
Okay, yeah. And I liked it. The experience was amazing, and I can't wait to do another one.
Yeah.
And that's it. And I want to do it for the people. and I'm ready to look everybody in the eyes and just perform and let everybody have a good time and enjoy my music. That's the best feeling.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's when you see other people enjoy the music, that's the best feeling.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's like, I'm chasing that. Like, you know what I'm saying? So once you're chasing that and not the money,
it's a genuine connection.
It's a difference. That's what I'm chasing.
I feel you.
But not say I'm doing it for them. I'm doing it for me. Yeah. But, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Out the money is lit. I did No Complaining for Robo Rock. But we're gonna put it out the mud.
Trippin', I'm giving you
TF Music.
Music. Hey. TF Music. Money Greens. Hey. Who that? Drake. You might wanna feature, you feel?
Hey.
Out the mud. Hey. Right?
I'm coming straight from the mud. Fuck you, don't show me no love. I got the mask and the gloves. You want me, I get
it in blood. It should be booming, you know what I'm saying? It should be booming.
She's so hard.
Yeah, it is hard. Auntie, she got a lot of bass in this one. You know what I'm saying?
Used to push tons of the drugs. In my hood, they call me the plug. Drop it in water, you placing your order. I'm balling, you niggas is subs. Get flipped like a quarter, say niggas get slaughtered. Like, fuck it, it is what it was. I ain't showing you rats no love. If I said it, I'm backing it up. Say you gangster, then you gotta prove it. Said you a hustler, you gotta move it. Gave me brain like I'm feeling stupid. Made a nut, she releasing fluids. Yes, I'm that nigga, no time for choosing. Stop all the hating, no time for booing. Gotta get it, yeah, I gotta do it. Trying to win, ain't no time for losing. Let's go.
In order to see up here with me, you had to get up here with me. I cannot pick it up here with me.
Never. Hey.
In order to see up here with me,
gotta get it, yeah, I gotta do it. Trying to win, ain't no time for losing. Grand. I'm just trying to get my niggas up in love with me. Say you bought a dollar, coming for all of you haters is doves. All of my niggas is doves. I'm coming straight from the mud.
We coming straight from the mud.
Wish a nigga try to violate. Depot with a tri-state. Fuck them all, that's my mind state. Stay in your lane, no highway. Get smacked, no ball, no violate. Been nice with the hands, call me Ale. I used to make sales in the LA. Now I take trips out the Malay. Focus.
Like the curve of a lens. Ain't giving up. Snapping away.
Snapping away.
Nigga, I'm good from all angles. Photo shooting my future. Now that I got you in focus. Don't make me shoot you. Gotta stay focused.
I'm just trying to get my niggas up in love with me. Say you bought a dollar, coming fuck. All of you haters is doves. All of my niggas is doves. I'm coming straight from the mud. We coming straight from the mud.
Gotta stay focused.
I'm just trying to get my niggas up in love with me. Say you bought a dollar, coming fuck. All of you haters is doves. All of my niggas is doves. I'm coming straight from the mud.
We coming straight from the mud.
We coming straight from the mud.
Focus. All of my niggas is focused. Said she gon' suck it for certain. She ain't fucking, I'm telling her rolling. I ain't playing no games, no tokens. Wasn't made for this shit, I was chosen. You don't trust in my nigga, then curve him. You don't trust in my nigga, then curve
him. For the curve of my lens. And I ain't giving up. She let me take in a picture. Good body girl, she has curvature. She has some nerves in her. So I live on the curb like a trash can.
I'm just trying to get my niggas up in love with me.
Out the mud, out the mud, out the mud.
All of you haters is doves. All of my niggas is doves.
Yeah, that's out the mud. Yeah. And that's out the mud, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I was supposed to perform that with him yesterday. Because he's grinding. He's a grinder. He put his boots on the ground.
He out there.
And he make it happen. And that's how. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has a different drive. His drive is, his energy is amazing. His like his stamina to be up, and it takes a lot. And at the end of the day, that's what I want to say. It just takes a lot, and it's a process. And I'm trusting the process. I'm not competing with nobody. It's my process.
Right.
And it's therapeutic, it's everything in one. And that's how I feel about music. So I guess this podcast speaker say some of how I feel about music.
Yeah.
Right. And I can't wait for the next one.
So yeah, man. So we're gonna keep watching you as you grow and progress.
Drew Pac Music on Instagram. DRUPAC Music on Instagram. MUSIC on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case you niggas thought I couldn't spell. You know what I'm saying?
And we out.
And we out, y'all. One love.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.